Episode 53, Ambush the Ambush, Splish Splash. After a very sanitary series of visits to the Back to Bidet, trademark, and a family dinner of Flutter Plume and sauce, our heroes are completely rested and relaxated. Real, playing nurse, cook, and general mother figure, has turned out to be quite the useful Stockholmian hostage. 10 to 12 hours later, capping off the hyper road trip, the crew made a pit stop to Space Casey's, filling up on stimmies and other supplies. In a previous Eddie Murphy-esque conversation, Real revealed to Venlana, underboss of the Zahn Consortium, the timing and coordinates of the next Radarian ambush. Eager to get the jump on the butt and put an end to their enduring nightmare, the Consortium used this tip to lay a trap set with a very important person. Now that it's in writing, it seems almost as if Real has to do everything around here. Hopefully the generous and ominous gift of gear provides inspiration to finish the job.
Oh, you ran out of space at the end there.
Finish
literally
it.
Out of space.
Oh, now that I got that backpack, you better have things in all the pockets of people.
I don't think the word relaxated is a real word.
No, it's not. It flowed.
I looked, as soon as you said that, I looked it up. I got distracted. Hold on.
I need that dead kid's body. Why did you have that, like, on the, like, all you got to do is hit, like, F7.
Yeah,
like,
I have a button because it's going to come up.
Is there a way I can play that?
That you can play it?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes. Don't ask again.
You can.
Come on. No. Give me access to that one clip.
All right. Let's see. Where are you guys at? Well, you're in the Kahuna Wave. I believe you just dropped out of hyperspace, right? You went to hyperspace back to the ambush coordinates?
Yeah, and there was a bunch of tortillas there.
What?
No.
There's a bunch of tortillas?
No, it's flotilla.
Oh.
That's not funny.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
Bridget.
Bah.
Did you roll destiny points?
I'm paused. I can't do anything.
No, in the chat, you should be able to click here to roll for destiny pool.
I don't have anything. The last thing I have is Tiger putting coordinates and then Tiger saying a title, nobody likes you.
Scroll up farther.
There's not one right under that?
Scroll up nothing. Farther.
Oh.
No, because the next thing up is Tiger's from last week.
I didn't
down.
Oh wait, yes, I did.
Right, yes, you did.
I'm not seeing any rolling. Oh, there's something just rolled. Tiger just rolled something. Two.
All right. I don't know why you didn't get it. Well, if I send it again, then everyone's gonna have to.
No, I like the 2 and 2.
Well, yeah, I can fix that. Oh, I think I just sent it out again.
Okay.
You did.
Rolling. Did not go well.
So it should be 2 and 2 and 3 then.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
No.
It just keeps getting worse.
No. What if I hit it again? Oh.
All right, 2 and 3.
That sounds fair enough, I guess.
Okay, well, this is too exciting. This movie.
Exciting.
All right. You guys are all right. You've dropped out of hyperspace. You left the space Casey's, and you pull up right where the coordinates are. You don't immediately see anything just yet. It's just kind of empty space. Everything seems quiet, but it's kind of eerie. You know, because you're kind of looking around. And you're like, there should be something here, and there's not anything here yet.
Are you sure this is the right place?
This is where it was supposed to be.
Where the hell is everyone?
What time was it supposed to be? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hello.
Please hold.
This is Sarn.
Please hold for the Admirable.
The Admirable?
The Admirable Admiral.
Is that his first or last name?
It's a title.
Admiral? Yes, I'm already on the phone.
That's hold. That's the it's ringing, waiting for the admiral. Hello. This is the admiral.
Is it the admiral? Admiral?
What? Listen. My secretary has,
this is Sarn Turbo.
Has a lisp. I prefer you not mock it.
Can she hear this?
Now,
or he hear this?
I don't know. She shouldn't be listening. Now, are you the people that are supposed to be, that Venlana is sending?
This is Sarn Turbo.
Tell them we're here to help.
We're here to help.
Great. That would be great. Mac, are you listening?
Yeah, I assumed it was going through the comms.
Okay. The voice sounds oddly familiar to you, but you can't quite place the voice. But it does sound familiar.
Is that my old gardener?
What's your name?
Is your name Jose?
You can address me as Admiral by my title.
Admiral what?
Now listen, we don't have a lot of time for this. Now, we are setting up an ambush. We're setting up a trap. We know that the Redarian chain is going to be here, and we have something that they want. So we are going to set up a trap and wait for them to spring, and then we're going to surround them and make our play.
What do we have that they want?
And as he says that, he sends over to your screen some coordinates for you to like where the trap is going to be.
All right.
How do you
token vision is
token on, vision
on this scene?
Yeah.
All right, I'll fix that.
And then I put the comm down. Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you guys just aren't in this.
What?
You still can't see it?
What?
No.
No. What do we have that they need?
You know, good pair of helping hands.
Friendship.
I thought we were coming for support. No, someone has something that they need.
I think they have the thing. They have the thing. We don't have anything.
Any ideas as to what it is?
So you guys still can't see it?
No.
It's our moxie. Also, don't we have Royale?
Does that make us the trap?
No.
Are we in danger?
Wait. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Are we the honeypot?
You guys are going crazy. There's a perfectly good explanation. We have the trap. It is set already. So you can stop your speculation. It's not you yet.
Yet?
What? Yet?
What? Are we the honeypot?
We're the honeypot, aren't we?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Now you guys should be able to see it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's okay. Very spacious out here.
All right. I can't see anything, but I think
that's Orion's belt right here.
I think I'm having issues. I'm going to restart real quick my computer. Okay. I'll be right back.
But there's nothing to see other than a star field.
That's fine. Continue on. I'm just everything's slow on my computer right now. So.
And he goes, yes, we have the, it's set in the middle, and he sent you the coordinates where the trap is. If you look here, you'll be able to see it.
And is that what we're seeing?
No, you're not seeing anything yet. I guess. I'm trying to prompt you. How would you see it? Are you gonna fly your ship right up next to it? Are you gonna try to look on like your scanners? Are you gonna take out your hunting goggles?
Perception.
Like, roll perception. Boy. Is this your guys' first time? Rialis says to you.
First time what?
So I didn't see. Is that successful?
No. I don't perceive anything.
But two advantages.
Oh, man. Right. My windshield's all fucking clouded.
All right. So you... The alert comes in. It shows you the coordinates. A little screen pops up from your dashboard, and it does show you a picture of, you know, from your scanners of the. I'm gonna have to restart here.
Uh oh, he's pissed.
Something like that.
Pissed.
So, it does show a picture of the craft that seems to be. In the trap zone.
Trap zone. It's a good band name. Zone.
Yeah.
Should we go like to right outside the trap zone then?
Oh, you can't. Okay, you can't see it. Maybe I have to move you inside here.
I don't. Yeah, I can't.
All right.
Is that a car?
Boo. Okay.
Oh. So, is that a space Winnebago?
It's a craft. It resembles a bit of a, let's see, can I show this?
That's an A-team?
It's a van, and it's spray painted with some racing stripes on the side.
Oh, that's sharp.
Yeah. And it's just kind of floating out there in space.
So that's the trap, then?
Yes, they're going to want that. Once they see that, they are going to spring.
They want the van?
I want it now. They want what's inside the van.
What's inside
let's
the van?
Let's go see.
Let's go explore this van.
I start getting over there.
I wouldn't do that. And then you hang up and you do fly.
It might be a bomb.
You fly right up next to the van, close enough that you can see in the windows. And All you can see is through the window a blue hominid inside.
A what?
He's in a blue hominoid.
Oh, because I think a hominid is like where a word's like the same, sounds the
you
same,
mean
but it's
humanoid?
Spelled
well, I mean, no, hominid is a word, but I don't know the difference between that and humanoid. So, yes, it's a humanoid in the driver's seat driving the van. He's both hands on the wheel, looking a little tense.
I wave.
Yeah, I want to wave to him too. It's all three of us in the cockpit.
Your blinker's been on for about a mile.
He goes to roll down the window.
It's been on for a parsec.
He goes to roll down the window, but instead of rolling down the window, like the window doesn't come down, just like the shade, so you can see better inside. It was kind of like tinted. And you see it's an Ortolan person. And let's see. And all you can see, so you see.
Oh my God, it's Bebebo.
And you see that you see an Ortolan with a huge gnarly scar across the top of his head.
Wow, that is not. Wow.
It's not the Bebebo we left.
Wow.
You guys know this guy?
Kind of.
Also, what did he like to be called? Was it Godzilla?
No, it was Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Can I yell? Can I try to reach him through the
I'm sure he remembers us fondly. We were very cool with him.
Did we cut off his arm? I don't remember.
Did we do that?
You cut off his arm?
No.
I'm asking sure we didn't if
do
we
that.
Did.
I'm sure we didn't do that. I'm sure that wasn't us.
Or did we cause the scar on his face?
How many arms do these people normally have? Four?
No, just two.
Listen, if there's any scarring left, if we left any scarring on him, it's definitely emotional.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. But I did also tell him not to smoke.
That's very good of you, man. That's see, this is what I'm telling you. You could be such a great parental figure.
Okay.
No.
Do we have...
Yes, please cut us off.
So, you can try calling.
Holy shit, that guy's buff! Sorry, my computer just loaded.
I tried calling him.
I'm just keeping my eyes on
him. I don't have the sound effect.
You don't have. You hear it. You hear it unhook. It Bebo.
Wait, Bed Bebo?
Yeah, it's Bed Bebo.
No way.
Who's this?
This is Sarn.
Sarn.
Turbo.
The Twi'lek.
Yes.
Fuck you. He hangs up.
Ah!
Let me try. I try calling him now.
Wait, the guy does have a metal arm. What happened to it?
I don't think we caused that. Think we did.
Let me try. Can I start ringing. Can I ring in? I don't know.
Ring. Who the fuck is this?
Yes, this is Chris Macklin.
Is this that fucking Sarn?
No,
Is?
No. That guy, he got a hold of my phone. He thought he recognized you from somewhere. No, this is Chris Macklin.
Chris Macklin?
Yeah. Christopher Macklin.
Now, who the fuck is that?
I'm a nobody. I'm just a, humble.
Then why are you calling me?
Because we're just trying to figure out what you're doing out here, man. You got a nice vehicle. How you doing?
Listen, I was just told by some pretty bad dudes that this is where I need to wait. So I'm waiting here.
What bad dudes were those? Listen,
They look like they were with the Design Consortium.
Oh, we know those guys pretty well. They're pretty bad.
Yeah,
folk.
Well, I owe them some money. So, it was either this.
How much do you owe them?
Or, let's not talk specifics, buddy.
Fair enough. Well, listen, you're just hanging out here. Do you need help or anything at all? I'll keep that Sarn character in the back. He's just an employee of mine. He got a hold of the controllers. He's kind of a weird guy. Sarn, I don't mean it.
No, I'm just waiting here. Just waiting like they told me. They said, shit might hit the fan. So, I've got all my weapons loaded.
What weapons are those?
Don't you see these bad boys on my fucking van? Oh, you like my van, by the way.
I love your van.
You're in that YT-1300, huh?
Yeah, it's a rust bucket, but I love it. These old vehicles, you just can't buy. You can't make them. They don't make them like they used to.
No, they're like Pontiacs.
Sorry, that was two characters combining into one.
If by character you just mean me.
Well, that was it's a fine vehicle, it's very fine. Say, do you get a robot arm? That's badass.
Yeah, well, I lost my other arm, so
how'd you lose it? Bo Benz is just like kind of like over his shoulder, like, hey, yelling into the comms.
This is my partner. Her name's Oprah Cunningham. Okay. Shut up. We gotta.
He just doesn't know me. I don't know him. You can use my real name.
My name is
Paul Benz.
Did you want to restart or something? We can hold on for a second.
Yeah, what for what?
He said that he's having some problems with it freezing.
Oh.
He's blinking now. But I don't know if he
can
hear
us. How do we zoom out?
Your scroll wheel should do it, or your
touchpad.
Touchpad.
She's using a computer.
Got it. Aren't we all?
That Bebo is just ripped. I want to be his
friend.
Oh
my God. Is this what he looked like before?
No,
and you
no,
guys bullied. You bullied this guy?
No. This guy, can you have him offer me a cigarette? Because goddamn it, I will take a cigarette from this guy.
I want to take one from him so badly.
Oh man.
Let's see. What is Andy doing? Oh, he's sending me a text.
What? I'm not sending you a text.
Oh, I asked if you wanted to restart. I don't know if you're restarting. I was taking a pause so we didn't get too far ahead if you're having Discord troubles.
Right. But Discord isn't even open now, but it's fine, so.
How's Discord even open if you're talking?
Right, that is what's freaky.
What?
Huh? Okay.
Excuse me? Excuse me, bitch. Okay.
What did Sarn miss?
No, just a lot of bickering.
He's very right.
Sounds about right, yeah.
He's very right.
me and this guy are becoming fast friends.
Debatable.
Do you not think he's going to realize you?
I mean, I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah, he remembered me.
I'm also the Lord of
my name alone.
I'm also the Lord of Deception, so we're gonna have to roll that roll when we get there.
Yeah, I guess so far you haven't really deceived.
Wait. Also, quick question:
in character, out of character.
If he's the trap, yes.
Okay.
If he's the trap, why are we by him now?
He's an old friend of ours.
Friends, loose terminology here.
It's funny you mention that, because as you say that, you start to see the Redarian armada just start to come into view.
They have armada?
Yes. This is an ambush. They have.
Nobody expects the Redarian armada. Yes,
the Redarian armada. They start to they're slowly showing up onto the scene, looking, you know, getting closer and closer to the bait. And since you're right next to the bait, you as well.
Hey, Abel, are you seeing this in front of us?
Do we have to be right there?
Contact the Admiral.
Rain.
Hello.
Admiral.
That's... Hello, you... Please hold for the Admirable Admiral. And, she patches you through. Admiral here.
Oh my God, what do we do?
What? Oh, I tried to stop you from going in there. You're right in the trap zone.
I don't think you did.
Yep, you guys zoomed off. I was just trying to tell you, do not go to the trap zone. But you really, really, really liked that van.
Have you seen this van?
Whoever decided to make it a van was it thought we wouldn't be interested by it. It's foolish.
Bring the trap now.
All right. I think maybe it's about time. As he says that, he disconnects. And you start to see the consortium flotilla come into view.
Uh-oh. Bobins, what do you think of being in the thick of it now?
Is there any... I fixed that hyperdrive. We could just, like, ski down out of here real quick.
Well, that's not a bad
idea.
But
what about our old friend?
I don't know this guy.
He's a friend.
I just know he's really...
He's not my friend.
He's a good dude. I trust him with my grandmother.
He hung up on
me. He did hang up on you because you kicked him in the balls when we saw him last.
Can I just get, like, a short version of what happened?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Something about Frankenstein.
He was a part of the crew for, like, a little bit. He might be the first person we ever hostaged. Oh, God, remember that, Sarn, so long ago?
I think he was... something about a cat.
I didn't have a mustache back then. Or a Vester. It was crazy. We didn't have the ship. We were so much young. We were just young tykes just trying to strike out.
That was before I killed the first butt
raider. Exactly.
You know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to know anything. But we got to get out of here. We are right in the thick of it.
Like two parents recollecting about a baby they took care of.
Calling.
Yeah, that's the Admiral.
The Admirable Admiral?
Yes, Admirable Admiral. You can just call me the Admiral from now on. That's what I prefer. All right.
Can I have your name?
No.
At least?
We don't have time for that. So here, the plan. We know, via some intelligence from your hostage, that...
Well?
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to catch up.
That
wait, you're talking to our hostage?
Well, no. She talked to Venlana. It was Eddie Murphy-esque.
Oh, we got time for this, right. But you can't tell me your name? Yeah,
okay. Listen, bud, you're starting to get on my nerves. And, you know, I...
Sounds about right.
So, we know that with this bait, that in that ship right there, he points over to this ship, the big one. The butt radar is going to be in there.
The butt radar?
Yeah. Big Boss wants the butt radar alive.
He's in that Winnebago?
No, that's Bebebo.
No, sorry, got confused.
The Bebebo?
Yes, son of Bebebo. And, well...
That's where I know the name from.
Okay, I don't have time for this either. But anyway,
I know you're so frustrated talking about you're taking it in very good spirits.
I'm actually not frustrated. It's just the voice I'm trying to do for the Admiral. Yep. Yes, the butt radar is going to be in that ship. We need the butt radar alive. That's what you're for. And he disconnects again.
He just hung up on you. See, why do people keep hang up on you, Star?
This is like the third time in like 5 minutes that someone hung up.
You know what? Nobody says goodbye anymore.
No. This is very rude. I don't enjoy it.
So I don't understand the plan. Right. Is the plan that we're supposed to take the butt radar alive?
We gotta get on that. Do we want to keep him alive? Do we want to keep the butt radar alive?
That's what they said. Keep him alive.
I mean, we just need to take that medallion off for our good friend Royale.
What?
Royale is not the butt radar, though.
Didn't she want to become the butt radar?
Well, I mean, that would be great if you guys could do that for me. All I've been doing is
really
all your
just a medallion.
Chores.
What are you doing up in the cockpit? Who let you?
Why are you not cleaning the guts out of the hyperdrive?
Sweetie, I don't see a beer with that sandwich.
I already fed you and washed your clothes. If I could find your whiskey, I'd bring you that too. But there's so many.
You're doing great.
But my boots are a little wet. You took them out of the dryer.
We are in the middle of an ambush.
Yeah, you guys are in an ambush. Please.
Somehow we got ambushed by our own ambushed.
It's because we ran into an old friend.
I don't know if he's a friend.
Can I try Halen Bebebo again?
You can try.
All right.
You can try.
Rain.
Bebo.
Turbo. Hey, you want to join forces and go get the butt radar?
What? I really don't want to talk to you, dude.
But, like, come on.
No.
Let me make up for it.
What do you mean make up for it?
I don't know. I assume I did you wrong.
Are you gonna grow me another arm?
I didn't cut off your arm.
Well, you tried to shoot me in the leg, and you hit me in the arm. Nasty infection. Ex post facto, arm's gone. So
no, you've got a cool robot arm. I've got a good, a cool robot toe. Like, we're kindred spirits. Come on.
I gotta tell you, don't really want to talk to you.
Okay.
However,
how can I convince
there
you?
There are quite a few ships approaching that I should have expected, but did not.
Yeah, you were the trap.
Well, I didn't get a lot of information. Let's just say I made clearly some bad business investments, and I'm into it big with these guys, the consortium. So,
okay, then join us to get the butt radar. And
whoa, hold on a second.
Everything will be cleared.
The butt radar is involved with this. This is like my worst nightmare right now, bud. This is
yeah,
some really sick shit.
You could be with me.
What?
You can be with me to take on the butt radar to clear your name with the consortium. I got some pull with them.
As this happens, a flyby happens of both your ships around with, let's see, I don't remember what these are called. Star Vipers. They look like Redarian Star Vipers. They sort of buzz around both of your cars or your ships and buzz back.
Uh-oh. Sarn, what do we do?
Oh.
We got to go towards the big ship.
Okay. This is a bit early for a break, but I think it's probably a good time for a break.
Meow.
Oh, God.
This is not good. What the hell was that noise?
That was me sipping that whiskey I made way too strong. I made a whiskey and coke, and it's mostly a whiskey.
Oh, you're going to need it where you're going.
Oh, he's so buff. This is the sweet little Beeboo from before? With his cat?
I guess so.
He's so mean now. How many years has it been between between then and now?
It's unclear, but it's at least a cat's age, because the cat is dead. A spoiler.
Oh.
Of old age.
Oh.
Oh, I thought we killed the cat.
You threatened to.
Or tried
many times.
Oh, or tried to use it as a bait or something.
You did try to use it as a weapon.
What was the cat's name?
Wallace. You remember Wallace? Yeah.
I remember Wallace.
You don't remember how I lost my toe, but you remember Wallace.
I remember also you claimed your name was also Wallace at one point.
Yeah, that
was
pretty
very
funny.
Confusing.
Yeah, you do this a lot where you just take someone else's name.
Oh,
it's not
and
a good
you don't give
trope.
What?
No. No, Mac doesn't take other people's names.
No,
he just gives false ones.
Yeah.
That are.
Uh-oh. Great picture frozen. Great picture frozen. Tiger, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Please don't unfreeze. Oh, no. I didn't get a picture. It's so close. All right. This is going to be interesting.
He says with a mischievous glint in his eyes.
I have no idea what to do.
Does this ship have guns?
Yeah.
Or any sort of armor? Does it have shielding?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Is this in character?
You guys didn't... Well, no, I mean, a little bit. You didn't even seem to know that there was an oven or a washing machine.
We never had to
those
use those.
Those are clothes dryers.
I'm this suddenly much more concerned about this trip than I was earlier. Oh, I wish we could go back to space.
Oh, too late for that, Bobenz.
All right. As you say that, the screen on your dashboard pops up again. Which catches you off guard because you didn't know that there was a screen in your dashboard and it's already popped up twice. And on this dashboard, you see a picture of
Cornerial.
And says, "Oh, so we meet again.
Who the hell are you?
You know damn well who I am.
Wallace?
I'm the butt radar.
How did you get that scar?
Why do you
have- did I give it to you?
Are you guys looking at the wrong picture? Sent a picture of the butt radar."
He's got a scar on, or she's got a scar.
Oh, okay, all right, I didn't see it.
Do you always ask like the most personal questions when we meet somebody in a long time?
Why are you so disfigured?
How did you lose that arm?
Is that a tumor?
This is questions Andy wants to ask when he meets these people.
All right. Shut the fuck. Shut up. Shut up.
It's very possible I caused her to lose an eye.
I'm a pirate. Shit happens to me. And I do shit. That's what pirates do. Okay?
Everyone shits.
Yes. All right. Well, now your ass is mine. And she hangs up.
Does it get matted in your fur?
I'm a pirate. Yeah, well, I'm the fucking smuggler. I'm all pumped up.
I'm an assassin. Is that it? Bo Benz is a parking meter attendant. We listen our jobs here. What the fuck?
Port authority. And in fact, she goes to the washing machine or dryer and pulls out her old vest as port authority, slaps it on. Port authority, and I'm shutting this down.
All right, popping the collar now. Popping collars. We're popping collars.
All right.
So, I gotta be honest, she was really scary.
Have we, the Millennium Falcon has the two guns on both sides of the ship?
Yeah.
Is that, like, a thing that's on the white T-300?
So,
we don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think of how we might do this in character. But I guess out of character, yes. You do have guns on the top and the bottom.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just the bottom. I think it's just the bottom. You have one turret. I don't know if it's top or bottom, but who really knows in space?
The top is the bottom in
brilliant,
space.
Brilliant observation.
Thanks, I guess. All right. So you do have one turret.
Is it operational?
You actually have four stations in Edge of the Empire for characters, or specifically in this ship. We'll bring up the Kahuna Wave. I believe you guys should be able to see the Kahuna Wave in your navigation at any time. So I think we might be jumping back and forth between Ambush and Kahuna Wave. I'll go ahead and
okay.
The Ambush is in navigation, so I think it'll always be in your bar at the top.
I only have lobby.
You only have lobby? You don't have Kahuna, you don't have ambush?
I have Kahuna Wave. I don't have ambush.
Let me see if I can. Oh, here. Hack. Maybe I have all players.
Hack it.
We can see ambush.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sarn immediately runs for the turret.
Okay,
at the bottom.
Before asking anyone, Sarn runs into the turret. It's in the center. Where do you guys want? You want it on the bottom or you want it on the top? I think the bottom sounds cooler, but if you guys want to say it's at the top, that'd be cool.
That's fine.
Same
bottom.
Yeah, top would make like more logistical sense.
Bowman's Royale, strap yourselves in.
Okay, so you have three positions here. Obviously, Sarn is at the gun. He's underneath, kind of like the Millennium Falcon. You see the little I was going to call him Hans. Han Solo. And Mac is, clearly at the cockpit. That kind of leaves Bobbins. You are in the engineering position, which is kind of in the three different positions that are in the other pictures. There's, different parts of the ship where you and probably with the help of RX/Roomba RX,
Roombex.
Yeah, did you put that together?
Not yet.
Okay.
Flashback.
I guess you would, you might, I mean, we could do a flashback right now if you wanted to, because you would have had time after you went to Space Cases, but before you showed up in the ambush.
Sure, yeah, flashback.
What were you doing for 12 hours?
It would have been 2 hours.
It was 10.
Well, it was 2 hours that I got the parts.
Fair.
Yeah, so I imagine she just, like, sat in, like, one of the back rooms and kind of, like, tinkered together RX. And I kind of imagine him, like, just, like, with a head on top of this, like, little Roomba body. And I think she maybe gave him some little pinchers just to be handy.
Oh, God. What has happened to me?
Well, it hurts.
Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that you're not dead.
The bad news is now you're a vacuum.
You can't vacuum. I gave you little pinchy claws.
Oh, my God. These are non-lethal.
No, but they really hurt.
You're like
if
that
you
robot
pinch
in
someone.
That Rick and Morty episode. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Butter robot.
Oh,
listen,
my.
If you behave and you do well, I'll strap a knife to your, like, neck or head or something. I saw what you did in the engine room. That was pretty scary.
It was some of the best times of my life.
Do you have those memories? I try to keep them.
Barely. I just remember the blood. Oh, God. So much blood.
Well, all right. Well, you know, just and replay that a few times. And
I am a vacuum with pinching abilities.
Boy, right? I mean,
bet that really sucks. Sorry, did you hear what I said?
Does he still have the tactical part?
I am a tactical droid.
Yeah, and
well, that's good.
Your body was mostly destroyed in that fight. So, I mean, you know, now you, or maybe when I took you apart, I don't know. But now you're whole again, and you can move around the ship, and you're not just stuck into the ship like a pimple.
I will try to see this as an improvement, and he starts zooming around, bouncing into the walls, trying to figure.
Ah, that's the spirit.
Man, we got a Roomba and like a whatever Royale's doing for us. Our intern, we just things are turning around for us. Too bad we got ambushed by our immortal enemy and possibly somebody who we might have wronged. I don't think so. Life lessons.
Okay.
Yeah, bad people learn life lessons from us. Hard life lessons, but yeah, life lessons nonetheless.
Otherwise, he would just be playing space piano for something.
I wonder what happened to his cat. All right, are we back out of the flashback?
All right, we're out of the flashback.
I think so at this point.
You guys are back in the shit. And I guess I don't remember why we went to that flashback. What our accident?
Oh, because I'm going in one of the engineering positions, and I've got Roombax with me.
Okay, Roombax. Okay, that's right. All right. All right. Now, what? Okay, there a squadron of. These vipers. What the hell are these things called? They come down on you and start to attack. Let's
fire, 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 fire.
Evasive
fire.
Actions.
Shoot.
Okay. I think,
murder.
How do I turn left?
All right.
I need to veer slightly.
It's
to
the
left.
Opposite of right.
I need to veer slightly to the left.
I need to list.
List lacely
to the
left.
Burns.
Are they saying boo or boorns?
I was saying boorns.
Oh, heck. Alright, I'm adding you to. All right, oops. I'm going to roll initiative for everyone.
I don't see anything. My thing just, everything went blank for me. Oh, there it goes.
What about it? Oh.
Sorry, it's maybe. Right.
I only see Star Viper and Kabuna Wave.
All right.
Oh. I got my bag of dice.
Just says round one.
Yeah, it just says round one, but are these?
I don't even get round one.
Does it show that we rolled initiative? Okay.
No. I can ping the Kabuna Wave though.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not on me. Maybe because these are vehicles? I don't really know how that's supposed to work. Alright, let's just fucking wing it. Alright, the Star Viper comes up on you and he starts blasting on you. I'm just gonna say that he got to go first because you guys were dawdling. And
us? What? No.
Sounds about right, yeah. Oh. That doesn't count. It fell off the table.
I mean, I don't think we have to go that manual, but I guess we can. The weapons.
Bless you.
Okay, he's gonna shoot at you with the quad arm mounted light laser.
Jesus!
Oh, that sounds so scary.
Do we have anything like that? And Boben just starts like going through a user manual for the ship.
Where the hell did you get that? Has that been here the entire time?
Yeah, I was holding up one of these table legs.
Oh god.
Oh no, our flutter plume dinner's gonna fall.
Roll a knowledge. I guess it would be. There's like a book learning knowledge. I don't remember.
Who?
Education?
Yeah. That would be Bob.
Warfare?
Alright. Did
you see me?
I did.
Yes.
Okay. Two successes, yes. One threat.
Yes. Well, according to the manual, anyway, you should have medium laser cannons. And from the manual, you know how to tell what's his name? Sarn. What's her name? Sarn. How to use them?
Their name.
Sarn's name.
Sarn's name. Yes.
I just had a look at the manual. Apparently, do you see?
We have one of those?
Yeah. Are you sitting in that little cockpit thing, that little mini cockpit there?
Yeah, it shoots lasers?
Yeah, you got two buttons, like a little jig, you know, and there's like buttons on top.
Yeah, what's the left one do?
It fires.
What's the right one do?
Also fires.
Well,
I think one aims.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, this doesn't. These don't work at all. So we are gonna have to do rolling at this. So these are small. You guys have the same silhouette. So you guys are about the same size, basically. So the the difficulty.
You don't have the ability, like the dice.
No, it doesn't show up. So I have to roll two. So it's going to be two difficulty against the. Well, I guess it would have to be on. Oh, shit. Okay.
going to run like a... I mean, did you say the dice not, is not working, the dice roller?
No, it's just... I haven't done this before, so I wasn't really sure how it worked. But I think maybe I have to add... Okay, so I added the crew, and now I can roll it. Okay, I'm going to have to add you guys as crew to the kahuna.
We haven't been crew this whole time?
I mean, Rial just figured out the whole estate planning thing, so I think we're officially crew.
We were owners.
You found it. Right, you scavenged it?
Yeah. It's legit salvage. Oh,
no, I believe you.
I still can't roll it. Alright. You don't know if it is yet. That's still some legal filing you're going to have to do.
We're going to have to get a notary on this.
Where's my lawyer?
I'm currently in the shock seat for now. Alright, so they shoot at you, you hear the lasers, they kind of bounce off you, but do not hit you.
Maha!
That's a good dodge in there. What's Babibo doing?
He's just kind of in a holding pattern.
Well, can I shoot back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
I want to shoot Do back.
It. Okay.
That's gunnery, right?
Yeah, it's going to be gunnery.
Difficulty?
It's going to be, since you got, it's going to be average. Successes, and on the guns are 6 damage. How do we do this? Against 2. Alright. You do see it take some damage. It's still flying around, so it zooms past, just kind of waving around, and turns back around, around you. Now what?
Matt, try to line me up for a shot. I'm pretty good at this.
All right. What do I roll for that? Lining up a shot.
Piloting space. I'll say if you succeed, then you can have a boost.
Failed. What the hell?
You do have an advantage.
You have one job.
What you would do with the advantage, but...
The advantage is that I don't get shot.
we don't get shot.
Well, you know,
it's not just about you anymore, Mac.
No, I know. I just meant like the royal me.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't know what the royal me
that
is.
That means if I get shot, we all get shot.
That's we.
All right then. Just start shooting.
I don't like
get blasted.
All right, you start to hear you hear some blasting. I don't know why it's this. Well, whatever. You hear some blasting as well towards the this viper. What is it called? It's Star Viper. Star Viper. But also they miss. You see, and it zooms past you. The van. The van's name is the Azul Fantel. You can see it painted on the side.
Hey, Matt.
Yes?
You seem to have some kind of rapport with Babibo. Can you see if he will help us in this fight?
Hey, Bab.
It's Bebo.
Bebo, listen. We need your help against the butt.
Yeah, me too.
All right. You think we can team up?
Right now, I'm just worried about getting this thing off of my back. And what? I guess your back, because it's after both our backs.
All right. You lead it away. I'll blast it. Well, we'll blast it. The royal we.
Okay.
The royal me will blast
it. He zooms past. Let's see.
Thank God for Christopher Macklin.
All right. He succeeds. And he zooms past you and the Star Viper and starts spinning away from it. He buzzes the Star Viper and is starting to lead him away. But it's threatening in that, you know, he's continuing to get shot at. So,
Zarin, can you blast for him? Can you cover him?
Yeah, can I shoot? I'll shoot at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you eating? You got something to eat down there?
Yeah, I found this weird bottle of whiskey.
And you're eating it?
Yeah. I went to pull the trigger. Someone's blocking it. This bottle.
Okay.
All right.
Well, are you going to shoot? You going to shoot him?
Yeah. No boost or anything, right?
No boost. All right. Check succeeded. You have, let's see, 6 damage. All right. You do some damage. You do hit it. You hit it straight on. You're starting to see some of the damage. You do crack like one of the wings, but it's still humming along. Beb Bebo, let's see. He's gonna do a piloting space check to see if he can get into range. No, he fails. But he puts you at an advantage for your next attack on him.
Oh yeah, then I'm a fire.
Okay.
Gunnery boost?
Yeah, a boost because of the advantage.
That'd be what we got. Well, that 5 successes.
All right, you crit this. Oh no, I guess you have no. It was not. No, that new one crit. But 5 successes. Okay, that's enough damage. This thing explodes out of the sky.
I got one! I got
it
one!
Blowed up.
Get too All cocky, right. kid.
Okay, but you are seeing you are seeing some wear on the Kahuna Wave. This ship has not shot anything in a while. It's mostly just been flying around looking for parking. So there is some maintenance that you're starting to see, you know, a bunch of smoke coming around. There's sparks flying everywhere. Bobbins, you need to leap into action on this.
Yeah, I'm going to go start repairing, like, the most critical systems. So, you know, life support, you know, guns, well, you know, keeping us in space on time. Some of the other things going to have to ignore at the moment. And just hopping around from spot to spot. Should I do like a mechanics check? Or?
Yeah, I think you could. I think you do a mechanics check at this point. I would say the consequences are either a boost or disadvantage based on how you do in this mechanics. So a fail right. would be a disadvantage. A boost.
Triumph!
Okay. she's just like
so excited. I see a little lightsaber.
She's just running from like, say, section to section, just like with a, like a little extinguisher, just like whacking things with a hammer or a wrench, flipping switches.
Not 20. Let's go.
Yeah, 20. Let's go.
She's really in her element.
Yeah, just going whole hog on this thing. Keeping it, you know, flying.
Can Rubek follow me?
It's ship shape.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think. Wait, what did you call him?
Rubek.
Rubek. Yes, he is following you, holding the flashlight and carrying various different parts.
I love it.
I imagine he has the little like toolbox, like he's just holding it, like
he's dragging it behind him,
grumbling the entire time.
I love it.
I hate this. Also, I feel compelled to help.
You're doing a great job, buddy. She's just running down the hallways.
it's just like that scene in episode 7 where it's just like
BB-8
holds up the lighter.
Yeah. All right. So now you will get a bonus for your next maneuver roll, whatever. Your little screen pops up again. In the cockpit, again, you didn't know the screen was there, and it takes you off guard yet again. And you see that Bebo, he just goes like this. He's fucking rock and roll, dude. Oh. And then he pops off. I don't know how he has control of your little screen, but he does.
Apparently everybody does.
It's just, I don't know.
Is it like a tablet screen? I just didn't know it was there. Just like,
it just popped out. Yeah, like a toaster. Just pops up, oh, shows you the thing, and then it's just like when they hang up, it closes right away. You have no control over it.
It's like prank calls have never been better.
Yes, it's completely baffling to you. Okay, so I guess this one is dead. All right.
Yeah, I killed him.
But now you guys start to circle in the middle. You guys are kind of chasing each other. It's almost like a mosh pit almost. You guys are kind of just circling each other, just kind of waiting in the trap zone.
And whooping around.
Yeah, you guys are whooping and peacocking.
Is the rest of the tortilla, flotilla, are they doing anything or are they just kind of watching?
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're encroaching and they're watching and you do see their guns like pointed into the trap zone, and they're okay. starting to engage some of the bigger ships this ship in particular starts to move. It's not really interested in the trap zone at this point. It's coming out towards the big ship, which you know. From your guidance computer, it's been linked in a little bit with the tortilla, and it's showing you some of the names of the ships on your side. The big ship here is called the End of Days. It's a consortium freighter ship.
That's such an awesome name.
That is such a cool name.
What is it again?
The End of Days.
End of Days.
Ooh. That's where I bet you. That's where. The adorable admiral is.
The toaster pops up again, and you see that. No, I'm just kidding. You see the admiral. I am not adorable.
No, I am the admiral of the End of Days.
Respect me. No, that doesn't happen. Another one of the Star Vipers zoom in, trying to take you out.
Oh, shoot it!
Evasive.
Are we in
maneuver.
A good position?
There's also a Star Viper from
the good guys,
the consortium. I don't know if we'd call them good. They're good relatively.
They're not going to destroy us.
Yes, probably not. Yeah.
Not purposely.
Okay.
Hey, should we just go try to get the butt radar on their ship?
Is she on that?
Or do you guys want to keep fighting these things?
Is she on the really big ship or the one in red?
A really big ship.
They're all kind of red, but yes. They're...
Oh, well, there's like one that's like dark. Oh wait, that's the dead one, I think.
No, that one's still alive. It's just smaller. The dead one is up here. It should. It shows a skull for me. I don't know if it does on your screen.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. I mean, they're kind of in the thick of it. Mac, what do you think? You think you can get us up there?
I can do my best. I'm the captain.
Woo! All right. So
I am shirtless. I am the captain.
I am the captain. Oh yeah, I just imagine like the camera zooms out and I'm just piloting shirtless wearing the buster.
The buster.
Okay. It's like a weird tank top.
All right. So then go ahead and so you're going to do a space piloting. You're going to try to move away from the trap zone.
Yes, exactly. I am moving away and rolling. Yeah. No. What am I keep failing for?
All right. Check fail. All right. So you didn't roll a boost. So click on the dice. And roll one blue die, one light blue die. It's the boost die, and nothing else.
Oh shit! Sorry, hold on. One more. Back.
Oh, I guess it doesn't. Okay, so you do have an advantage. No, that is canceled out. Okay, so you still do not make it. You're still in the trap zone. While you're trying, while you were trying to make your way, this. I guess I'll need another pilot. Okay. The Redarian pilot is going to, as you started flying away, it's going to tail you and give shoot at you.
Guys,
one success. Buckle up. And
too late as the ship rumbles from getting hit.
What is the? Let me see what the damage is. Oh, this one.
Oh, I know the song. Oh my god, I just realized it.
All right, so it's 5 damage plus 8.
Highway to the.
So you have 5 damage on your hull here. Okay.
Do we know how much damage we can take?
The Kahuna Wave has 22 altogether.
So we're down to 17.
Yeah, except we should be counting up. So, because that's how it works in this. So yes, you're 5. You have 17
so
left.
5 out of 22.
Yeah, 5 out of 22. Okay.
Danger zone.
Okay. Now. The Azul Fontel was following you, was, you know, chased after the...
That's Bebebo's
ship, the van. The van is... The space van does follow, so it's you, then the Viper, then the space van, and he's going to make a shot himself. Succeeded.
Oh, that robotic arm is great.
Can your toe do anything?
It flicks every once in a while.
Use your toe to fire the trigger.
It itches something fierce.
I got fingers for that.
Yeah, but the robotic arm is doing pretty good.
It's a whole arm. I just got like 2 toes.
So the solution is to take more.
All right.
Take more toes? No.
The consortium Starfighter or Star Viper enters the trap zone. He needed the maneuvers to get into the trap zone, so he doesn't have a turn. So it comes back up to the Kahuna Wave.
You guys mind if I fire?
Fire away!
Or do you guys?
Yeah, I guess.
Or do you guys have other? Or other
on
ideas?
Your turn, you could have done something else, like piloting, or some kind of mechanical check, or fire. I just wanted to throw that out there. But firing is a perfectly good option as well. So if you want to go ahead and try firing on the Star Viper, go ahead and roll your gunnery.
Or, Bo Benz, your computer's is pretty good, right?
Fair enough.
Can you try to boost my lasers?
Yes.
Like an aim or something.
Is it possible?
Yeah. Just I'll roll with it narratively if you got a decent explanation.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, there's a lot of updates to install here, guys. You guys got to do this more often. Do you turn this down ever?
Turn what down?
Turn down for what?
She got you.
So just standard.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's for standard.
Just standard. All right. I don't know if I'm actually good at computers, guys. I'm not.
No, you are good at computers. It's just
bad roll.
Suck that tower. Yeah.
The computers did not help. if I'm just trying to think, should I give you an? No, I'm not going to. The phase that the Zul Fantel. It's their turn now. Bad Bebo and the like. Check failed. Five advantages though.
Three.
Oh yeah, you're right. He does fire, but he's funneling him back towards the other fighter, the consortium fighter, who's gonna go ahead and blast here.
Oh my god, a triumph?
Wow. Which is a crit, and the thing is blown out of the sky.
Yeah!
Oh my god! Screw you, Bebebo! I want that guy!
Hey!
That's the Luke Skywalker we need!
Okay, you guys are free.
He nailed that wall.
You guys are free for the moment. You have a maneuver. You're about halfway out of the trap zone towards the butt radar ship.
Let's
gun it
if you guys want to.
How do I punch it?
There is a big lever on the dashboard. It's in a language you can't quite read, but it's the biggest lever, so you assume that's the punch it lever.
Oh god. Let me guess, I've never noticed this before.
No, you've noticed it, but you've never quite had the confidence to use it.
Oh yeah. So I get
you
out of my seat. I get out of my seat and I grip it real good. Yeah.
No, you've always been sitting there and you've always just like rubbed it and admired it, and you're like, someday this is gonna, I'm gonna flip you lever.
I'm gonna find out what you do. It's like that switch in the house that you don't know what it turns on. All right, so I'm gonna push it as hard as I can and punch it, really, but not punch it. It's more like just like a real good hard.
All right,
you caress it so gently but also stern at the same time.
Oh my god.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and roll that. It would be a space piloting. Unless there's something else you think it could work.
With
mechanics?
Maybe a mechanics. I'd let you roll it if...
Coordination? Coercion? I'm trying to force this thing forward?
I don't think any of those you're actually better at. Like, you're probably best at space piloting.
Is coercion really forcing someone to do something?
I mean, it is forcing someone.
All right.
I don't know if it levers someone.
And hope that it gets, for some reason, it gets better this time. Do I have to put a boost or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh.
Thanks, Pops.
Thanks, God.
It didn't add that boost. But
the boost didn't add anything.
But yes, you punch it, and you sort of leave everyone in the dust, including Bebo, and... You zoom right across the bow. You can see my pointer, right? Okay, so you guys are coming up right along the side here this way. And alongside of the ship. You can see written in a scrawl, kind of like spray paint. It says Renegade's Blood. And you zoom.
All these ships have amazing names.
They are. You are now right underneath it.
Not as good as Kuno.
No, of course, that's the best.
Damn straight.
But at this point, the ship has noticed you, and it is blasting down towards you.
We gotta make this fast, guys.
What are we doing?
I thought I was dropping you off. Or we were planting? I don't know. I thought our plan was to zoom in as close as possible.
You guys...
No, we gotta get inside the ship.
Right, can we blast... Is there like a loading dock that I can blast myself into? Can I zoom past like their defenses and like see if there's like a garage door like they left open and like just kind of land in there real quick?
All right.
Like in the first 20 minutes of episode 3.
You can't quite see from where you're at. You can't see under it. You would have to get onto the ship on top of it to get a better look at where you might be able to slip into.
Okay, then. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Mac has just proposed to you guys saying that he needs to get outside of the ship onto the top of the ship in some kind of spacesuit to better take a look at the ship and its access point.
That is a very bad move.
But I don't know of any other option we have.
Don't we have a robot?
Okay.
Yeah, we got a Roombex.
No. The one that's a coat hanger.
The power loader. She's talking about
the power loader.
Yeah, isn't that?
No, let's just send the Roombex out.
But my friend.
It is our new friend.
Yeah, you'll make another. It's fine.
Literally, I made this one.
Okay, and then you'll make another.
No, I mean, like, I actually made him. With my own hands.
No, you didn't. He already existed.
Well, I modified him.
Okay, you didn't make him, though.
Hold on. Well, then I'm going to ask him. Roombex.
I'm Roombex.
Yes, you are. Would you be okay with, and you can say no, going on top of the ship and just keeping an eye out and seeing if there's some place where we can park?
And I can say no?
Yes,
he's literally a robot.
You can say no.
Tell him what to do.
If you don't feel comfortable, you can say no, but it would be a big help.
You mean it, though? I can really say no?
You what? Really can say no.
I don't have legs.
Yeah, but you do have little wheels.
I have wheels. I mean, I'm fine going out into the cold, harsh vacuum of space. However, it does not seem handicap accessible.
He's got you there.
Well, you're just going on top of the ship. We'll just put you up there. You just roll around a little bit on top, and then you can come back down.
God, I hate you, meatbags. I'll do it.
Aha! Didn't even have to coerce him.
Oh, no. I always forget you guys can roll things. Please, coerce me. Well, you weren't going to do it anyway, Bobbins.
If he didn't do it, I definitely was just going to stick him up there. What is he going to do, pinch me?
He doesn't even have a knife yet.
If you do this, I'll get you a knife.
You will?
Yeah.
And something to stab?
Yeah, sure, we'll get you a meat bag.
Wow. Okay, throw me out there.
All right, let's go! And I imagine she just crawls up to the hole and kind of like, I don't know if there's like a little suit or something she needs to put on to like be able to just sneak him out there. But I imagine she just like sticks him right on top.
Plops him on the top and he starts wheeling around up there. And he's starting to survey the... Do I still have a...
He's just like R2-D2 now. He's better than he's ever been.
It's full circle.
While he's doing that, Bo Benz is just kind of sitting at standing at the end of the ladder, and she's like, I don't know if we should give him a knife. I kind of promised, so I have to, and I, you know, Bo Benz is good to their word, but he sounds a little psychotic.
Give him, like, a cheese knife. It's fine.
I guess it doesn't have to be
knife
sharp.
Knife is a knife. Yeah. Give him a butter knife.
You see those bodies in the hyperdrive? He probably could do a lot with a butter knife.
Let's see, General. What would this be?
I don't have to give him any other knife that you want.
Okay. As he's under there, he's rolling around. He's not perceiving. He's not seeing much. But as he's under there, he's caught. You guys have caught the attention of this ship, which is now coming by, and he starts to fire at you. And they fire their gunnery towards you.
That looks like a YT 400.
It is a YT some other number.
Okay.
But they do not hit you, but they do buzz you.
You just got buzzed, guys.
You got buzzed.
We got buzzed.
Here, someone give him a goggle. Don't you have hunting goggles?
Yeah, wait. What are my goggles? I don't even remember.
No, why I have these goggles?
Any perception skill check?
Yeah, you can...
To locate prey.
To locate my prey.
Does this count?
Does what count?
If we give it to Roombex, will he have better perception?
Oh, no, I'm not giving my hunting goggles to Roombex.
I just put my robot on the roof.
Excellent.
Yeah, and how... You want me to go out there and give him my hunting goggles?
I will give him the hunting goggles. Honestly, you guys are terrible.
You're going to go out there and give him the hunting goggles?
Great. While you guys are arguing about whether or not he's going to lend out his hunting goggles to try and save your lives, the Azul Fantile comes by and starts shooting towards this YT some other number. And is successful in hitting it for some damage. And although it is there is a threat in that it spins back around and has a boost as it takes its turn to shoot at shoot back at the Azul.
I'm gonna flip a light side point.
Okay.
To fire back. To fire before he fires.
Yeah, sure. Go for it. You were on the headset. You were yelling about how you weren't going to share your hunting goggles with no one. Not no way, not no how. And you did see it fly by as it was shooting at the Azul. And now you are going to fire. Did you spent the light point already?
Okay. Yes. Wait. It was 2 and 3, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you do some damage on it.
Hopefully enough to throw it off.
No. I mean, you do see it take damage. It's accumulating, but it's not enough to kill it or anything like that.
No, I didn't mean kill it, but like maybe hit it rocking a little bit and couldn't get, you know, its sensors...
If you had an advantage or something like that, I might award that, right.
I don't.
Okay. So you took your turn, and now it would be the ship's turn again. And it's going to fire at the Fantel.
I tried, Ben. Cool. I tried.
Oh, I hope he's okay. Oh, he's not.
Oh.
Alright.
I don't know. We don't know.
I'll see you in heaven.
Space heaven.
No!
Space heaven.
It's
next to what was the cat's name?
Wallace.
Wallace. Wallace, whatever happened to that cat?
I'll meet you and Wallace and buddies.
Wow, you're so quick.
Or I don't know which.
So quick to give up. What,
I don't know where to point my thumb.
Right, there is no up or down in space. We've established. Yeah. And it takes some damage. You can see some hubcap flies off of the Azul into the darkness of the void as it's being chased by the YT something or other. I believe that brings it over to your turn.
Whose turn?
Our turn.
Do you want to chase after the YT something or the other, or do you want to go towards
the ship?
Let's
head towards the ship.
All right, do we need to find him?
You don't want to try to get Bad Bebo to come in and join
us? Oh, yeah, let's go after him. I like that idea more.
No, don't go after Bad
Bebo. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Go help him out. Okay. Go help him out. Yeah. I go piloting. Let's go piloting.
Okay.
Space.
Okay. Go pilot.
So you're going to pilot towards...
I'm going to pilot so hard.
Okay. You're going
to
hit...
You're going to
hit the punch-it lever again?
Again? I can hit it twice?
Well, the punch-it lever, it's spring-loaded, so you hit it, and then you punch it, and then it comes back and, resets, ready to be punched again.
How many punches can I have?
It's undetermined, but one of you has a manual.
Oh, I'm going to kick it with my leg. Like, just...
I mean, that would be kicking it, not punching it.
I kicked it. I'm kicking it. I like that.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your space pilot.
Oh, that failed.
Okay. you did...
I've never heard, like, an almost joy in a cough before.
that he failed? No, never.
Yeah.
Never. Okay. You failed. As you punched it, you forgot you had a robot on the top of your ship. It has flown off of your ship as you zoomed away.
Wow, you have
but you did not punch it, so it could have been worse, I guess.
No, he kicked it.
Yeah, he kicked it.
Which is worse.
Can we go back for him?
I mean, at some point, maybe, if you want. Or immediately, I guess.
What do you guys want to do?
No, we're not going back after the Moonbex.
I mean, hopefully, can we communicate with him while he's in space?
Yeah. I don't know why I was like, who's she asking? I wonder what he's going to say. No, it's me.
Yeah.
yeah, you can try.
Hey, Roombex.
Whoa.
Listen, if anyone's going to be, tossed into space, it's probably best that it's you. You can handle it. You're strong enough.
I feel like that was backhanded.
Tell him to take out as many ships as he can while he's out there.
He has nothing. Listen,
you wouldn't even give me a knife. Whoa!
No, tell him to self-destruct.
No,
I'm a firm believer that.
No, don't self-destruct yet. Okay, while you're spinning out there, do you see a good spot to land? Because I'm imagining you've gotten a pretty good view of the ship in your.
I see a lot of stuff. Still have no thrusters. I barely have limbs. All I can do is pinch.
Turn on your rollers.
I'm going to put thrusters onto the list of things. Knife and thrusters are number one and number two on repairs right now.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
In that order?
Yeah, in that order. Wait, get off this line. This is a private conversation.
What do you mean it's private? You're ship-wide.
Do you, while you're spinning out there, if you see a good opening for us to land, that would be an excellent, excellent thing to tell us.
Okay, I guess, I'm not really focused on surviving, mostly because there's nothing I can do, so I will just look.
Well, yeah, just keep looking. We'll come back around and get you.
But I want more than a knife. I want more than a knife.
What do you want?
Promise him a flamethrower.
Do you want a flamethrower?
What? Oh, my God.
A flamethrower. It shoots flames.
I was just going to say a bigger knife, but I'll take a flamethrower.
flamethrower and thrusters. One, maybe we can work it into one thing. But just keep your eyes open, okay, buddy? We'll be right back for you.
Okay.
All right.
Hang up. We're just going to give him a can of Raid and a lighter, right?
Yeah, I was just going to give him a little big lighter.
I really don't plan on picking him back up.
I know. He's a good robot. He's a friend.
Oh. He's a robot. Okay.
You are all over the place. You were so upset about putting him back together, and now you just want to leave him
behind.
Is
this the time?
Yes.
Is this the
time? I think it is the time to talk about your weird relationships.
It's not the time and or place for this discussion.
What it's going to be named? What is it going to be me next?
We'll get another one. We can program it.
It's going to be me next, man.
It's going to be me next.
No.
All right. You see... You hear the YT, some other number, shoot at the Azul. It succeeds in doing further damage, loses another hubcap, and now one of its tires, Superfluous, is flat.
Oh, God. Sarn, blast him!
Yeah, I'm not even going to wait for you to tell me. I'm already doing
it. Yeah, but your turn was spent punching it. It is now the Azul Fantel's move, and they are going to try shooting back at the YT something or other. Gunnery. Succeeding. Doing some more damage. That would bring it up to your turn.
Shoot him?
Blasting it.
Shoot him.
I'm not even waiting for anyone.
Shoot him.
Wait, is this fair? When is RX going to do his perception check?
Oh, I don't know. I just told him that to keep his spirit up. Okay. I figure, you know, we can definitely punch this guy first. Okay. I imagine he's just kind of like spinning in space.
He is.
Just, you know, keep his eyes open.
Yeah.
We'll check in.
He's a bot. He can do it whenever.
We better not lose him. I'll be so pissed.
We can always pick him up. What's going to happen? He's in the dead of space. It's like the best place for a robot. There's like nothing there. Literally nothing.
I'm just excited. All right, he's a part of things again.
Isn't he great?
All right. You hit it. You're trying to phase him out. You square hit the ship, which you have now just noticed his name is the Rotten Core. And
God, these are great.
I know. I couldn't figure out a way to squeeze it in, but somehow you were able to see. It popped up on your shooting because you had such a success. It showed up on your... You got close enough that when it locked in, it showed you the name of the ship. The name of the ship is Rotten Core. You did...
And I felt zero guilt about shooting.
No. Yeah, you're not a good guy if the name of your ship is Rotten Core.
I'm not a good Sarn.
And also, you're not a good Sarn.
Not a good Sarn.
I think Sarn has a Rotten Core.
Sarn.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not... I don't feel that at all. I love the family we've created.
Too late. You've already said it.
You did not hold up
your talking in real life.
This family is very, very tenuous.
It's me, Boo. Okay. That makes it Bebibo's turn here.
Oh, I hope he throws his arm out.
So was the ship destroyed or no?
No. But it did take damage.
That's a strong ship.
Yeah, it's...
It is a YT something or the other.
Yes. Bebibo is going to shoot at the ship. It has...
Damn.
Success and advantages. It hits the ship square on. The ship is completely disabled. It doesn't explode, but it does spin off. It looks like it's not going to be a threat at all. Spins out like way out into the void. And the van like swoops in and does like a like a pretty sweet like stop skid close to the Renegades play. And then that would make it
Mac,
your turn here.
Mac, talk to them. Try to get them to join us again.
Ooh, Baby Bo?
I thought he's already joining us.
No. On the assault of the
Baby
Bo,
we're going. Baby Bo, can you hear me?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! You see that? I fucking killed that thing! Hell yeah!
You ready to go for the final punch?
What?
We're going for the butt.
I'm riding high, baby. Riding high.
Just follow us. We're going around back and go right into the butt, all right?
What?
We're going after the butt.
Okay. Radar.
Just follow my ship. Follow our lead. Max, okay. Skyblade out.
What?
No, it's not your name. It's not your name. Don't say that.
I don't think you knew my name back then.
And then the little LCD screen Pop-Tart, it raises very slowly from your dashboard, and it's just Beb Bebo, and he says, "What? What did you say?"
Nothing. And I push it back down real fast and punch it again.
All right, that's gonna have to be. You're gonna have to check that. Is it a deception, coercion?
Deception.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Never mind.
I don't know why I was asking.
Deception. Oh.
What is going on tonight, man? My rolls are terrible.
And you push down the toaster or the Pop-Tart, and somehow it's pushing back, and it comes all the way back up, and you say, Did you say Max Skyblade?
No. How you doing, Bebby Boo? It's me, Mr. Mac.
Yeah, it is. I don't remember you fondly.
Is this really the time? I mean, we're riding high on emotions.
You can roll a leadership on that. I'm giving you one last chance. I mean,
and your leadership's surely strong.
Yes, it is.
God damn it, you're right.
I'm Max Skyblade, baby. We're gonna punch it.
What? Where?
We're gonna go to the. I don't want to do the punch.
Okay. All right. And the Pop-Tart closes, and he. Okay, you see him zoom around you. He's dodging blaster fire from cannon fire from the Renegade's blood. You can tell from his just the way that he's, you know, zooming through here. He's been in chases before. Like he knows what he's doing, and he's zooming in and out of cannon fire, and he surveys underneath, and then comes back up and. Rings you on the telephone.
Hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
You guys trying? Are we going in or what?
We're going in.
Go.
All right. You zoom in right under there, and he points out via space age laser pointer, and he says, "There's a hole right there. If you had some sort of, I don't know, climbing gear, you could probably reel yourself in there."
Wait, like a grappling hook?
Yes. Do you have one?
In my sleeve!
Is it concealed?
I thought you were...
Wait, it's concealed. It's very concealed.
Okay.
Is it up your sleeve? Because you're shirtless. Repeat, shirtless.
Oh yeah,
awesome. Sleeveless. I repeat, sleeveless. The Buster.
All right,
is sleeveless.
So honestly, it's just hanging off my wrist. It's just not concealed. All right.
Okay. Yeah, if you got a concealed climbing cord, I bet you could rope onto these attachment hooks here, and you could reel yourself in.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Punch it. No.
No more punching it. I can't handle any more punches.
Okay. So you guys zoom your vehicle right underneath where that attachment hook is. You can't get any closer just based on the size of your ship. What is next?
I want to hold on to Mac as he cast his space hook into the ship.
We should tell him that.
So I gotta lower. Let's make sure I'm clear. I gotta lower the door.
Okay.
And shoot out with my wrist like Spider-Man. Do another spaceship.
But I want to hold on to you while you do it.
Okay. So, yes.
Into the vacuum of space.
Yes. I guess.
All right.
Do you guys have spacesuits? Like, what are you doing here?
I have a mask.
I've got
like a space mask.
A loaded mech.
We have a loading mech.
I mean, you guys did ride that loading mech into space before between two ships, if you remember.
You want to get in the loading mech and just jump into the other ship? Like bungee jump, we'll use the cord. I'm sure that'll work.
Yeah.
It's gotta work.
But we should talk to
Here's what we'll do. I'll attach one cord to this end, attach the other cord to you. You get a running start and you jump off the kahuna into the other ship with the robot.
Alright. Fine, and I'm relatively okay with that. It seems dangerous, but whatever. Whatever. It's cool. We should talk about who's going to have control of the ship when we do that.
I mean, Bobadens can probably pilot it for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking more of Riel.
I'm not giving her control of the ship. She's crazy.
I forgot I was here.
In fact,
but she wants to be the new.
In fact, if anything, I think maybe I'll give her the cord and she shoots, because you guys have a rapport because you kind of bonded over your wounds. Remember?
Oh no, I have zero rapport here.
Wow, I thought maybe we were getting somewhere.
We were not.
I'd rather have Bobens.
I misread that situation.
Bobens over what?
I can run the ship on like it. I got a stick up here that holds the steering wheel straight, and I got a brick that keeps the gas pedal down. So all she really needs to do is make sure that operation continues.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Bobens with us.
What do you want me to do? I don't want Riel to fly.
No, when he says she, he's talking about Riel. Riel will stay and watch the stick brick situation.
And the brick.
She's got to take our ship, I swear.
Yes, I'm fine with Riel doing that, but I want Bobens with us.
Okay.
Wow, you guys are pretty close now.
Shut up.
I feel like you're playing favorites amongst your hostages.
I said shut up.
To be fair, I've been a hostage longer than you. But you know what would be really cool?
Yeah, not by long, but...
No,
also,
just by a few hours.
I don't remember you making a dinner for everyone or...
All right, we'll toss you out the hold. Is that what you want? You want me to toss you out the space?
No, I'll just take the free ship.
Let's grab her, guys.
I take it back.
We just tossed a droid out of the space, and only two-thirds of us want to go get back and get that droid, all right? How many people thirds do you think you have?
Wow.
Literally zero.
Wow. Okay, I will just take the free ship then. I mean, just watch the ship for now.
Oh, yeah, and we'll become the butt radar.
Well, no, I want to be the butt radar.
Exactly. So you're going to hold that ship exactly where we want it.
All right. That's tough, but fair. Get it? But
that's what I like about you, Riel. You're very understanding. Some might say to a fault.
She's really the best hostage we've ever taken.
No!
You guys keep saying that, but keep treating me like shit.
Well, listen, I'm also a hostage that they've taken, and they treat me well, but think I'm a garbage hostage, apparently, even though I built a robot.
All right, but Ben, do you want to stay here?
No.
All right, then. Shut up.
All right.
Tensions are high.
All right, so we're all getting in. We're all grappling up into the ship.
So, I think our new plan should be we attach one end of my grappling cord to the ship. Sarn, you get into the robot, and then me and Bobenz will hang on to its shoulders as you run and jump.
Okay.
This is the best idea I've ever had.
Yeah. It's an idea you had.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you, Mac, because you've always wanted to shoot this rope, you're holding your hairy arm out. You shoot it towards this anchor point, and it wraps around, and it's secured onto the ship. You then take the other end with a carabiner, and you attach it to a winch in the belt buckle area of the power loader, which has Sarn inside of the power loader. You guys are both, Mac and Bobbins, you are both wearing masks, and you're holding on to either side of the mech, kind of like children onto their, parent, onto their legs. And
I'm like baby possums.
Yes, you're like baby possums, exactly. Except not really the leg, like a little bit higher up, like basically the belt area. Like this is very belt-centric. And the robot jumps off of the ramp into space, and then starts to reel in quickly into the grappling hook. And before you know it, you are attached to the side of the ship, and you can start.
Holy shit! Sorry, I was
trying
to add some flavor.
Yeah, it worked. It worked.
Yeah, and you hear over the comm. It's
Bebo.
He's oh hell yeah, that was fucking cool, dude. Did you just jump out the side of your ship? All right,
yeah.
That was that was fucking cool. I wish you could have seen it. And he's like, "There's a mate."
I lived it.
but I wish you could have seen it. It was cool as hell. Well, the maintenance door is right around the corner there. You can see it. It's not far from that anchor point. You should be able to get the
hull.
Not the hull, yes. Where you load, like the cargo bay. You can get into the cargo bay from there.
Bebo, can you keep an eye on the ship in case it starts driving erratically? It should just drive straight. If it drives anywhere but straight, you gotta let us know.
I feel like if that happened, it would just go into nothing. So I think I'm just gonna regularly pilot this again. I'm a pirate, so I know how to do these things.
So distract them. Distract them from our entrance.
I will do that as long as I can stay safe. Go ahead. Go get that medallion for me. I need to be butt.
Whoa.
All right.
What?
So are you like hanging like precariously?
No.
No, I'm very confused now.
What?
Bad Bebo wants
to
be
butt? No. I'm sorry. No, I thought you guys were talking to Rial about driving straight.
Oh.
Okay, I was doing Rial because that was kind of your agreement,
no.
Here, right?
Yeah, but Mac was telling Bebe
to keep an eye
to watch
the ship. Okay, I was confused. I thought he was talking to Rial.
That's where I got confused.
Okay.
I thought Bebe wanted to be the butt.
No. Bebe is.
May not be true.
But you guys, so you find the maintenance bay, based on Bebebo's guidance, and you start to move towards it. Sarn, you move towards it, and they kind of follow you, and you open up the door, and you make it into the Renegade's blood, and you are inside the ship at this point.
And I am still shirtless, right? Repeat. shirtless.
Sleeveless.
End it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna murder hobo so many people.
We're gonna lose our ship, man. We already lost the junk port. Can we lose? How can we afford this?
And you also you lost Rex Obo or what is it called?
Rumbex. And he's not lost. Rumbex. He's in space. We can still contact him. He must have a signal. We'll just pick him up before we leave. It's no big deal.
It's even if we don't.
It's a win-win.